This is St. Louis Public Radio. When the TV show Transparent won two Golden Globe Awards last Sunday, many transgender people felt validated and a little less invisible. That's the goal of a St. Louis photographer and her social worker partner. They're creating a book about transgender people over the age of 50. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with the couple about their project and their own gender journeys.
Jess Dugan and Vanessa Fabre began capturing the images and stories of older transgender subjects over a year ago when they lived in Chicago. Last summer, they moved to a two-story house in St. Louis's Tower Grove South neighborhood.
So this is the studio, and these are photos from the project so far. This is kind of our proof print wall.
Jess takes the portraits, and either she or Vanessa conducts the interviews. But who exactly is a candidate for the book? The common belief used to be that all transgender people were, quote-unquote, born in the wrong body. But not everyone wants to have surgery or take hormones. Jess and Vanessa see transgender as more of an umbrella.
I personally have chosen to use it as a term that includes people who transition, people who are gender variant, people who are more fluid and, you know, have a range of identities.
Gender variant is when your behavior or appearance doesn't conform to society's ideas about what's male and what's female. Take Jess's own story.
Well, I grew up in Arkansas, and I pretty much looked the same as a kid as I do now. Like, I was very tomboyish. I had short hair. I got harassed in bathrooms, chased out of the bathroom by students, by teachers.
Jess came out as gay at 13. A year later, she began questioning her gender. But fully transitioning to male didn't feel right. Then she saw a video about someone who had their breast tissue removed but didn't take male hormones.
It sounds so cheesy, but it was this aha moment where I all of a sudden realized that you could pick and choose the elements of transition that you wanted. Because I never hated my body, but I hated how it was in the world. I hated how I was perceived and it was uncomfortable.
Jess had chest surgery at 18, 10 years ago. She, and I'm using female pronouns at her request, includes her own shirtless photographs in much of her work to reveal her personal experience with the issues. Her partner Vanessa also understands the value of self-disclosure, especially when they're probing into other people's lives.
The first thing you have to do before you ask someone about who they are is to tell them who you are.
Vanessa has also thought a lot about gender, but another big struggle has been around her height.
I'm 6'1". Probably every photograph of me growing up, you pretty much only see my head because I'm always in the back of the photo.
Vanessa bonds with many of the transgender women she interviews over high heels. Vanessa threw hers out, but she still remembers the dilemma of adding extra inches.
If you're 6'1", you are not supposed to wear heels if you're around men that might feel uncomfortable with that. But for a lot of trans women who are enjoying playing with gender, they want to wear those heels. So they have to make the choice. Are you going to make yourself comfortable, or are you going to make other people comfortable?
Isn't that the question we all face, especially as we get older and strive to be more authentic? It's a running thread among Vanessa and Jess's subjects, nearly two dozen people around the country so far.
This is Tasha. She is 67.
In her studio, Jess points to a Birmingham, Alabama woman who was blasted by fire hoses marching for civil rights 50 years ago. Now she's fighting a different battle.
She said that the kids in her neighborhood will ask her, you know, are you a man or a woman? And she says, I'm honest with them. I tell them I'm a man that lives as a woman.
Soon, a handful of St. Louis subjects will join Tasha and the others on the proof print wall at Jess and Vanessa's house. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.